Hey guys, and welcome back. First of all, this video is so important for those of you starting out in the technology sector or programming in general. Why? Well, everywhere around you, there's a lack of programmers. Big businesses and companies are desperate for developers and programmers because their lifeblood of the business is going to rely on their digital presence. And who's in charge of that? Programmers. Developers, software engineers for that matter. Not just startups like Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, Google, the FTSE 100. Not only do these rely on the digital presence that we speak of, but every other business will want a software engineer, a web developer, a programmer. You should not miss these points in this video, as so far I couldn't find any of these on the internet. This should urge you to dig deep into becoming a solid programmer. The supply and demand for programmers is in your favor. But in this video, I'm gonna cover why most self-taught programmers fail. Let's dive in. 1. No university education. Personally, I did not study computer science in university, but rather was very much into building games at first, which led me to wanting to learn more about computers during computer class. I then proceeded to go the extra mile in every computer homework that I was given. Become a multimillionaire in a game called RuneScape and learn to speed type whilst trading my items. I was easily at the top of my class when it came to solving computer-related problems, and I went on to learn about advanced school lessons because of this. With that aside, having a university education is not required, but it's always good to have, especially if you need to find your footing as a computer scientist. If you want to become a computer scientist, great. The academic role is what pushes the boundaries of technology towards bleeding edge software and hardware. Going back to a university education, you can begin building your network, having a group of lecturers, mentors that you can grow and learn with, and seriously aim towards being the best version that you can be. Certifications are a must. The real value of tech certifications is to put your foot on the door, but the best value that you can provide to display your skills and qualities as a programmer to companies and organizations would be your developer portfolio. What would you answer if someone asked you, "What have you built?" What this has to say about you is that you should not worry at all about going to university if your goal is to become a programmer. That brings me on to my next point, growing your portfolio. Everyone who has worked up in their programming career understands about learning something new, time spent building something new, and time spent doing everything else, let's say eating and sleeping. What have you spent your time on? This question will certainly be a brutally honest one, but it will showcase what you are spending your time on and honestly put you out there in the spotlight and for you to figure out what you should be spending your time on instead. Think of yourself now as an interviewer and you are interviewing a programmer for your company instead. What would you rather see? Someone who has not done side projects or someone who has done side projects to the best of their ability? Of course, you would go for the one with lots of side projects. This brings me on to my next point, which is the desire to always keep growing and always keep learning. Your time is valuable. Are you going out to developer conferences and meetings? Are you connecting and meeting with new people? It can even be as simple as attending Zoom meetings from around the world. Make sure to display that you have been a participant in whatever tech-related activity or seminar or conference or meetup that you have been in. That way you can display to the interviewers and other programmers that you have attended these and that you are an avid person for doing so. The next point would be what CTOs and interviewers look for. These programmers showcase their drive for learning and creating side projects so that they can push the edges of themselves and create little tools here and there to aid in their learning or to express what they have learned. Going to your local tech events is a huge indicator of interest. Soft skills, speaking, teamwork, and good character. If you're actively out in your community, contributing, learning, and networking, then it shows your ability to interact with people, which is a crucial developer skill. So here are some notes from the book called Self-Taught Programmer by Corey Althoff. And it says, mistake number one, not identifying on the finish line and being a forever beginner. Take an endgame first approach. Envision the pieces of a winning game and work backwards from there. One of the best ways to do this is to have a syllabus for what it is that you would like to learn. That is why going back to the courses that you find online can be a good option. Mistake number two, getting bogged down by theory. Sometimes courses can hinder your ability to absorb what is necessary. You only need to know enough to get by with your side projects. So work your way up the ladder step by step. Mistake number three, taking the scattershot approach. It's very easy to want to learn everything all at once because you will be full of enthusiasm. I once did. And it is something to be aware of because you want to learn the hottest programming language out there. Instead, take your time to learn one thing at a time. The results will speak for themselves. Maintain consistency. Consistency is often another issue that self-taught programmers confront. We all start learning something new with tremendous passion, but eventually we lose interest, leading to avoidable interruptions in the learning process. This brings me to my final point, which would be the best places to learn programming. We have FreeCodeCamp, which is completely free and is a great way to start your programming career without spending a penny. Everything is open source and you have a friendly community to learn with, solve problems with, and ask questions along the way. Codecademy, very similar to FreeCodeCamp, but with the added ability to upgrade your pricing plan should you wish to receive extra support from a tight-knit circle of other paid programmers who wish to look for a more dedicated approach to learning, and egghead.io. If you are interested in leveling up your career as a React.js developer, then egghead.io could be a good starting point for you. It proposes a philosophy of short, workable videos with learning in between, which helps ensure you have a high recall rate for what it is that you learn. This is a paid one. So with that said, there is no other time better than it is to be a self-taught programmer. These fails are what I have felt and learned as a junior programmer myself back in the days, and in the hardest possible way. And if I were to take a step back and become a new programmer in this world, I would have done exactly the steps outlined in this video. This video is essential for those of you who have had a background in self-taught programming or programming in general, or are looking towards filling out those gaps in what you could have done and how you can see to improve yourself in the future. So give this video a thumbs up. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.